Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
In 2019, the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank recorded one of its largest food distribution years to date, giving out more than 900,000 pounds of food to low-income residents of the Kenai, an amount that seemed staggering at the time. The amount of food distributed in 2020? 2.2 million pounds. Greg Meyer, the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank's executive director, almost sounds incredulous when he talks about the increase.
People call it the perfect storm. I call it the imperfect storm,
says Meyer.
Coming out of the pandemic, then we go into the food shortages, supply chain issues, inflation, food costs, fuel costs, and then TFAP, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which are the government commodities that we get. By the end of this year, we'll have dropped by 74%. So all of these resources, and then having SNAP backlog, we had more requests and we were getting less food.
Then on Wednesday, the Department of Health officially announced the reallocation of $1.7 million aimed at alleviating the strain on Alaska's food banks. Redistributing these funds replenished Alaska's food pantries and food banks throughout Alaska, said Department of Health Commissioner Heidi Hedberg. The aid couldn't have come at a better time, allowing food banks across Alaska to resupply their dwindling reserves. And yet it's still just a life raft in an imperfect storm. Meyer still remembers what things were like before 2020.
I mean, you could get a pallet of peanut butter for $2,000. The other day we got a pallet for $2,100 and it was three rows of peanut butter. So we're talking about a quarter of a pallet.
To co-opt a phrase, you should never look a gift raft in the mouth, especially when it's a $1.7 million raft. But the glaring needs left in the pandemic's wake aren't going away. Greg Meyer is more than thankful for the aid. Hopefully it's enough to outlast the imperfect storm. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. In 2021, an annual survey found that crabs in Alaskan fisheries had reached an all-time low. The Red King crab fishery was closed. The snow crab fishery cut to a tenth of the previous year's take. After another bad survey last year, the Red King crab fishery closed again, and the snow crab fishery closed for the first time ever. Researchers are scrambling to understand the crab's collapse. Preliminary data from this year's survey suggests another year of closed or severely limited fisheries, with decisions on crab catch limits expected in early October, shortly before the season and traditionally opens. Scientists say 2 years of low sea ice cover and abnormally warm ocean temperatures due to climate change in 2018 and 2019 have altered the ecosystem in a way that snow crab couldn't survive, said Mike Litzo, lab director at the Kodiak Fisheries Science Center. Their annual survey, which was skipped in 2020 due to COVID, found total crab populations in the Bering Sea plummeted from an all-time high of 11.7 billion in 2018 to 940 million in 2021, the lowest ever recorded. Researchers this year brought samples of crab back to Kodiak for further analysis, exploring how snow crab respond to stress in their environment, including rising heat. In May, the U.S. Department of Commerce allocated almost $192 million to help Alaska fisheries affected by the closures of the king and snow crab fisheries for the last 2 years. But some crab fishers think many boats will go out of business before that money arrives. Further details on the king and snow crab fishery closures available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Two men have been apprehended by Kenai police for kidnapping and assault. KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana files this report.
The Kenai Police Department responded to a report of a possible assault at a residence off of the Kenai Spur Highway near Mountain View Elementary around 10 a.m. on Saturday and arrested John R. Martin, 57, of Kenai, and Douglas Macy, 62, of Nikiski. According to police, a woman called to report that she had been held against her will at a residence by two men on Saturday. After she met with the police, she said that the night before, she had went to a residence in Kenai and was encountered by two men. Police Lieutenant Ben Langham says that she was believed to be held hostage for approximately 12 hours.
While she was there, she was repeatedly beaten throughout the course of the night and prohibited from leaving that area,
said Lieutenant Langham. When the two men fell asleep, the victim was able to escape to a neighbor's house and use their phone to contact the police department. When Kenai Police Officer Megan Swangle brought the victim back to the department, the affidavit stated that the victim was covered in marks and bruises along their head, arms, and shoulder. Martin attempted to flee on foot when officers arrived on the scene, but was captured in the woods behind the residence. Macy surrendered without incident. Both men were transported to Wildwood pretrial facility. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.